Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 2 Corinthians 2:14.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is 2 Corinthians 2:14. But thanks be to God who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of Him everywhere. Have you ever been mocked or mistreated for your faith? Have you had someone treat you as if you were inferior, naive, maybe even ignorant because of what you believe? And if so, were you ever tempted to shrink back, to act as if their opinions were true? Paul, the first century church planner who wrote the letter from which today's verse comes, could have easily responded that way. He lived during a time of intense persecution when Christ followers were losing their jobs, their homes, and for some, their lives. And in Corinth, a city that highly valued Greek philosophers, many saw the gospel itself as foolish. They found the notion of following a crucified Lord absurd. On top of that, certain false teachers had come to Corinth and challenged Paul's integrity and authority. They wanted to cast doubt and shame on God's called and empowered representative. To some, it probably seemed as if evil was winning, but Paul knew that wasn't and would never be true. Thanks be to God who leads us, he said, knowing that although the road ahead was hard and often filled with pain, he wasn't traveling it alone. No matter what he faced, he traveled with the peace of knowing he was walking precisely, fully in God's will. God was leading him. Upon reading Paul's reference of a triumphal procession, the people would have immediately pictured Roman generals marching victoriously through the streets, the officials and senators leading the way, followed by musicians, the captured princes and soldiers coming last, marching towards their executions. And while, yes, Paul had been conquered, he'd actually been conquered for good. Or more accurately, the sin, the pride, the selfishness, the bitterness, the envy, and everything that wars against our souls, that had been conquered in him. Death had been conquered, and life and light and love now reigned. As the late Bible scholar Alexander McLaren once wrote, the triumphal procession, quote, suggests the wonderful struggle and victory of weaponless love. For God's only weapon is the cross of his Son, and he fights only by manifestation of infinite love. He conquers by forbearance and pity and love, and they who are conquered foes become allies, end quote. Paul wanted everyone to know that God indeed had triumphed. The crucified Lord had one. And now Paul willingly, joyfully followed in God's victory procession. When we live in the victory of Christ, the one who conquered death in us and for us, we cannot be mastered by anyone or anything else. Once transformed by the strong yet tender love of God, we become a living witness to God's power and grace, a fragrant aroma, which was a reference to the incense that would have accompanied the Romans' victory parade. An aroma that to some would have signaled death, but which in reality gave proof of life, like incense rising to the heavens or filling the temple. As David Guzik from The Enduring Word wrote, the scent of incense burnt to the gods in a Roman triumphal parade smelled wonderful to a Roman. The same aroma was a bad smell to a captive prisoner of war in the parade who would soon be executed or sold into slavery. Therefore, what others saw as weakness, Paul saw as glorious, regardless of how others responded. What some saw as a guaranteed death sentence, others would recognize as a powerful, enticing invitation to live. What's more, the very fact that Paul was a quote-unquote triumphal procession demonstrated the credibility of his ministry. He wasn't peddling God's truth for financial gain, as others, his accusers included, were. What's more, Paul was being led by Christ. He was bravely following his commanding officer, the one who had gone before him and had promised that his and every believer's victory had already been won. Today's verse reminds us that not everyone will understand us, our beliefs, or the gift of life God offers. Some people might treat us poorly. They might mock us. They might slander, reject, and wound us. But may they never cause us to bow our heads in shame, because we know that we always bear the sweet aroma of Christ, and we are marching in His victory parade. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for sending your Son to set us free from death, from sin, to conquer the sin and death in us so love, joy, peace, and life can reign. Remind us of the victory that He has already secured. When others come against us, when they reject us, when they mistreat us, when they belittle us, when they put us down, may we always remember who we are in you and who we are to you. And Lord, we know not everybody will understand. They won't understand our beliefs. They won't understand our desires, our passion, why we do the things we do. And that's okay, because some will. Some will recognize the aroma, the sweet aroma of life, and they will be drawn to that life. They will be drawn to your Son. And so we march forward in your victory parade, knowing you have already won, and therefore we have already won as well. Remind us that no matter what we face, no matter what we encounter, we are always coming from a place of victory. We are the sweet aroma of Christ's life. We love you and we praise you. And it is in the name of your Son, our victorious Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app, so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.